and thank you for always following Lessons Learned by Ivadan Zouf. I know it's been a while since I've posted something. It's for a few reasons. One, chiefest of all of them is that there's been a lot of work on the table and I haven't been opportune to record some of these things. So I do apologize, and I will be sharing a few things coming up. Interestingly, I've been learning a lot of things that are really, really exciting. It's so good to finally like know some of these things that have to do with why is Jesus the Christ, why is Jesus God, why are we Christians, why do we follow, why do we believe what we believe, etc. So I'll be sharing that, and hopefully I'll be featuring some people too on the podcast. It's so exciting, and I hope that you learn along with me and somebody's blessed, you know, because of this. But today, sorry, it's raining at the background, so that's why some of the noise you hear. One of the things that I want to share today is something that I have been discovering more and more recently. Is something that I have known, but one of the reasons why it's so important, I've been coming into that lesson like recently. It has to do with our walk with God. And I have noticed that from my own personal experience and from what the Bible, you know, has pointed to in a lot of ways, God loves us, you know, God loves the whole world, but God also wants to deal with us as individuals. He wants to deal with us as persons. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. When we get born again, we get born again as individuals, then we are engrafted into a family. You know, we can see God's walk with Abraham was personal. God's walk with Moses was personal, even though the assignments that God gave Moses was for the people. God's walk with David was personal, even though God used him to shepherd his entire flock, his entire house. You know, God's work with Joseph was personal. You know, and so from these patterns, I have seen even God's work with Paul, God's work with Peter, even though they were the apostles, but when they are referenced in the Bible, it's either Jesus' work with John or with Peter or with Paul or with Philip or with the prophet Agabus. You know, there's just, we are a corporate body and every part supplies the body. And God also desires a personal relationship with us as individuals. So in light of that, I've also realized that when God works with us, He works with us based on the things that are peculiar to our lives, and He helps us deal with that. So for instance, God's purpose for your life may have to do with, let's say God is calling you into a prophetic ministry or a prophetic gift, and there are certain characteristics of your lives, like fruits or moral characteristics of your life, that God has to deal with in order for you to successfully carry out the gift of, let's say, the prophetic, as the example that we are using. So it may be the issue of pride, you know, it may be the issue of jealousy, it may be issue of let's say you talk before you think, you know, etc, right? And so there are certain things that God will want you to do in order to help that part of your life that He knows that you need so that you can function properly in the gifts that God is calling you into. And what is major in what I'm talking about is the fact that sometimes personal dealings of us by God shouldn't be automatically applied to everyone. So for instance, let me use myself as an example. This is just an example. So imagine that there's a part of me that God, there's something God wants to teach me, or something God wants to show me, or a side of Him that He wants me to understand. For me to get into that part of my life or my journey with God, let's say God says to me, you have to stop eating meat for 3 months. For whatever the reason is, right? There's something God wants to do in my life, and He's asking me to stay off eating meat for a period of time to allow Him walk in my life or in my heart or something like that. That's okay, because God knows you. God knows your end from the beginning. He knows what He's calling you for. It's just like the Nazarenes and how they did not cut their hairs, or they did not take alcohol or any of that, because they were called out for a particular, you know, mission in the body. So God says that to me, and then God does a good work in my life. And I'm like so amazed. I'm like, oh God, you know, this thing you told me is really true, is legit, you know, and as a result, my life is better for it, and this is the result. It will now be wrong for me to stand up and go and tell people that for you to get this particular result in your life, you must stay off meat for 3 months. That is a personal revelation that God gave to me and God is dealing with me on. It's not a corporate body revelation for everyone. So there are sometimes God will do things in your life and he will give you the permission to share. And he may give you permission to share for different reasons. One of the reasons may be to encourage, to edify, to validate, you know, a particular, you know, scripture or something. You say, okay, the Bible is true. This was my own personal experience, you know, something like that. But not necessarily to impose that as a doctrine on someone else. So it's not like if you are eating meat in your life and you don't know how to stay off meat for at least 3 months, you are not ready to be a Christian. That's wrong. And that's an abuse of the revelation that God is giving you. So this applies to a lot of personal dealings. They are not, it doesn't apply to everything, but to a lot of personal dealings. And we have to be conscious enough to ask the Holy Spirit to let us know what to share, when, how, and why, so that we are causing encouragement to the body and not division and confusion in the body. There are things that apply to everyone. They are called core doctrines of the faith, right? We'll not be able to go into the core doctrines of faith. Maybe in another podcast we'll go through some core doctrines of the faith. There are core doctrines of the faith that applies to everyone. One of them is that Jesus is God. That Jesus is God. God the Son came. God the Son who came to die for us as flesh, right? As humans. So that's a core doctrine. You cannot say that's a personal revelation to you, that Jesus came as man. Jesus is God and he came as man to die for me. That's my own personal revelation. And Jesus could be something else, you know. That's a core doctrine that applies to everyone. So another core doctrine, you know, is that Jesus came, Jesus died, and Jesus is coming again. You know, these are like core doctrines of the faith that applies to everyone, right? There are laws also that applies to everyone as believers. Do not kill, do not steal, do not commit adultery. You may call them 10 commandments. And you may also say that we are no longer living in the law, but the law of God is written in our hearts. And there are several parts of the New Testament that acknowledge that some of these laws and rules and guidelines that the Holy Spirit gives us to govern our day-to-day living in a moral world, you know, or in an immoral world, in the world, really, to live moral lives, right? Cut across everyone. So you cannot say that you didn't murder somebody, that's your personal revelation. Me, the knowledge of God I have allows me to murder someone. So those ones don't count. But what I'm referring to is when it comes to personal revelation, when God is giving you a personal revelation concerning your own dealings with him and what he's doing in your life, these are things that are yours, not things that you impose to other people. But then what do you do with these personal revelations that God gives you? First and foremost, it's a personal revelation. It's supposed to grow your life. It's supposed to transform your life. It's supposed to align you to what God is doing in your life so that there can be transformation in your life. So first and foremost, and most importantly, it's for you. One. Two, it also helps to encourage other people. So God could be doing a similar work in somebody else's life. And maybe a person is not taking it so lightly, you know, the person is discouraged and feels like they can't go on. So sometimes this personal revelation that God gives you helps to encourage, you know, people who are going through similar works in their lives or at similar stage. Sometimes you have finished that particular stage or walk with God in that particular level and somebody is just reaching there, you know, and then what you've gone through and what you've been exposed to can help encourage that person. It also helps to validate that God is true. So if, for instance, I've had a personal walk with God and I've seen the evidence in my life, it's validation that the truth of God's word exists, and I can use that to encourage someone else and say, okay, this God thing is real. This was my experience with him, right? What not to do with it is to impose it on other people. to, it's just like imposing your beliefs or your opinions on other people. It's wrong. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Peter that we should be ready to give an answer, defend our faith, give an answer to everyone about the hope that we believe, but with humility and respect. We have to respect the fact that everyone has a choice and everybody has the right to their own opinions and their own dealing with God. You cannot force a personal experience on someone else. Okay, sorry about this rain. See, I insisted that I must do this podcast because of time, so here you go. Basically, this is what I'm just trying to say, that God deals with us as individuals so that we can be equipped to contribute to the body of Christ. How do we contribute to the body of Christ? We supply with the gifts that God has given us. We encourage with the personal revelations that God has given us. We help build each other, you know, at their different points with the revelation that God has given us. But we must always recognize that we do not impose our personal revelations on other people. We use it to help, to encourage, to strengthen, to guide, but not to impose, not to insist, not to oppress with it. And it's sometimes we do this unknowingly. We may start with a good intention to help. We may start with a good intention because we are so passionate about the work that God is doing. But do not let your passion take you overboard, that you do not see the line that you're crossing when you are trying to impose something. And I know that some of us know how it feels when some things are imposed on you and they are insisting that this, you must do this as a child of God. And you are a bit confused because it may not really line up what the word of God is saying that everybody should do as a core doctrine. I'm sure, you know, in fact, women, we have gone through a lot on this matter. So, and what everybody else too has, you know. You know, it's even down to little things, hairstyles, looks, etc., etc. The Bible has things on this matter, on hairstyles, on looks, on dressing. The Bible says we should be moderate and we should be decent, and everything should be done decently and in order. That's the Bible's position on it. But saying it must be a particular style or a particular way or particular this, it could be a personal revelation that God has given you on his dealings with you. It doesn't mean necessarily mean that it applies to everyone. I'm sure that I've passed my point across so many times, and this is something that I'm learning myself to do. Everyone, I have the privilege and honor of sharing God's word in different platforms to different people, through this podcast, on stage, invited to speak in different places. I must be conscious, as someone who has been entrusted with the grave responsibility of showcasing God in a proper light through his word, that I don't impose my personal revelations and working on people, and do not show God in a bad light to people who are listening to me, because he entrusted me with this great responsibility of sharing his word. Sharing his word may not always be on a platform, but it could be one-on-one discussions. People can come to you bearing their hearts. You can encourage but not impose. So this is a lesson that I'm carrying with me every day and everywhere I go. There are truths of God's word that should not be minimized, that should not be adulterated, that should not be watered down because you want everyone to be accepted. Yes, that's true. But there are also things that are not for everyone and are just for you. And I have been learning how to distinguish them, how to know which is which, how to know when to share and when not to share, how to know how to share and how not to share, and why I should share, so that how I am sharing, if I know why, my how, I'll be able to properly, you know, construct my how so that it can make maximum impact and not just saying things because, you know, sometimes when we share personal experiences, it comes out as pride. It comes out as bragging. It comes out, in fact, even sometimes demoralizes other people, and they're saying, oh, me, I've not attained this height in God, so I'm doomed or I'm done for, and what's the point, you know? So that was not the intention that we brought to sharing, but that's the mark that is leaving on people, which is causing more harm than good. So I hope that you learned something from this today. It's something that I'm learning to, I'm working on intentionally. I'm carrying with me everywhere I go. But it's something that I also thought to share. I also thought that it would be wise to share. And the intent is so that as a body, we are feeding the body better. We are helping the body wisely. And we are growing the body and we're not tearing the body down. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be sharing more in the days to come. You can follow us on social media. We are on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Ivada Yusuf, Twitter at Ivada Yusuf, Facebook at Ivada Yusuf. So everywhere that we go, and our podcasts are everywhere that you stream, you know, stuff. So SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, etc. So thank you so much for listening again, and I hope to speak with you, you know, sometime soon. If you've had an experience about somebody sharing a personal experience to you and it's something that's a doctrine, you can share in the comments below how you felt about it and what you wish you wished had been done better, so that we can all share and we can all encourage each other. You know, thank you so much again for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.